Good to see everybody. To turn to Luke chapter 15, please. Luke chapter 15. Thank you, Elwan. I've trained one person right. Starting with verse number 4. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he's found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Verse 8, or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And then verse 9, and when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I lost." Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the message in your word. Lord, I ask you to open that up to us today. Let us hear your voice. Ask the Holy Spirit to move inside of us and teach us. Thank you for this special time. There's been no other time like this. Ask the Holy Spirit to use me as your vessel and pour out. And I ask that every heart be tenderized, and it will be soil that's good for the planting of seeds. Thank you, Lord, for all you're doing. Thank you for today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm always saying it. Has anybody seen my glasses, my keys, my wallet, my cell phone? At least when you lose your phone, somebody can call it, and you can hear it ring if you got your ringer on. Amen? I hate losing things, folks. I hate losing things. Many times I've thought I should have been a magician, because I make things disappear. So I confess, I constantly place things, but folks, I'm sure I'm not the only one. I think there are lots of people with an exceptional knack to lose things. In researching this thought, I discovered that there have been movies about losing things. The one that jumped out was made in 1952, a long time ago, but it was entitled, "Has Anybody Seen My Gal?" Anybody seen my gal? And there's songs about losing things. In 1997, the Rolling Stones recorded a hit single entitled, "Has Anybody Seen My Baby?" Bob Dylan wrote a song entitled, "Has Anyone Seen My Love?" Tony Orlando used to sing, "Say, has anybody seen my sweet gypsy rose?" And a couple people you probably all know, Grover and Marty, two puppets or Muppets from Sesame Street, they sing a song entitled, "Has Anybody Seen My Dog?" There's also a poem written by a man named Milne. goes like this. Has anybody seen my mouse? I opened his box for half a minute just to make sure he was really in it. And while I was looking, he jumped outside. I tried to catch him. I tried. I think he's somewhere about the house. Has anyone seen my mouse? The other day I had someone say to me, I think I'm losing my mind. I'm sure no one in here has ever said that. Now, I thought it was just me that had this problem of losing things, but people all over are losing their stuff. Amen? They lose their glasses, their wallets, their driver's license, their credit cards, insurance paper, phones, checkbooks, their gals, their sweet gypsy roses, their dogs, their chickens, their mice, and their minds. People are losing it everywhere. Whatever it is, it's just lost, and nobody can find it. And it's important, because if we don't find it, we'll never see it again, and we need it. Amen. I'm having fun with all this, folks. This is good. Now, as you think about this, all this stuff, it got me pondering. That's a word for thinking. I wondered if anybody has seen our faith. Has anyone seen our faith? At least a demonstration of our faith. During times of sickness in our lives, do they see our faith? During times of trouble in our homes, do they see our faith? Times when we lost our job, did they see our faith? When our car broke down, when our marriage was in trouble, when our bills didn't get paid, when things looked real good, and when things looked real bad, did they see our faith? In Luke chapter 18, the last half of verse 8, it says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? I'll read it again. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Now, understand this, folks. God can never lose his faith. Praise God. Amen. But what he did do, he put his faith in us. Gave it to you and me, a measure of faith. Too often, though, we are the ones who lose it, or at least hide it at times. So Luke 18, last half of verse 8, asks the question, will Jesus find faith in us the day he comes? Someone asked Jesus a similar question in Matthew 25. They said, when did we see you naked and hungry and homeless? And Jesus answered them with the same response that he gives today, when you've done it to the least of these, my brethren. Amen? Sisters, there's not going to be a thundering trumpet. He's not going to warn you ahead of time that he's looking for a demonstration of faith in your life. The search for faith is going to come in the shape of someone in need. It's going to look like somebody you bump into every day. It may be a stranger's heart-wrenching He's heart-wrenching over some need. It may be somebody you know. Let me ask you, have you ever felt a nudge or an inclination? When Jesus using someone who needs to see your faith. Amen. He's going to do it by someone who doesn't go to church, or at least not this church. And again, maybe it's someone that does go to this church. No criteria. Someone really needs to hear what God has done in your faith. By using someone who needs what you have. Hallelujah. There's an old church song that says, faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you've got. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Jesus asked his disciples, Luke chapter 8, verse 25, he said, where's your faith? Where's your faith? It's important to ask ourselves the same question today. Has anybody seen my faith? Has anybody seen my faith? When they needed it, they didn't see it. Did they see it in me? When they were looking for faith, did they find it in me? When they realized that what they had was not going to be enough to get them through their situation, was faith evident in those around them? When someone was needy, did we pray for them? Did we encourage them? Did we tell them about others see our faith? You know, folks, nearly every day of our lives, I don't think I'm anything but typical. Every day of our lives, we bump into someone or we hear about someone who's facing some kind of distress or trauma or crisis in their life. Isn't that true? Yeah. Amen. Issues, and whether we believe it or not, whether we realize it or not, our faith is sought after. People want to know, what do I do? They want to know, where do I go? What should I say? How should I act? They want to know, Christian, where is your faith? They want to know, what would you do in my situation? I need to know what God would tell you to do. I believe. You or me to meet that person for the first time. You and I are planted there for a reason. They are looking for faith. Your faith. Therefore, hospital praying for someone, in comes a relative who's a non-believer. They walk into the room right in the middle of the prayer. More than you can imagine. I always figure it's by design. Do you think God brought them in for such a time? Sure they did. Now, I could cut my prayer short, introduce myself to these people, but folks, I need to show my faith for the healing of their loved one by continuing to pray. Amen. Amen? By continuing to pray.
Hallelujah. I want them to know what I believe when I pray.
I'm not interested, however, in showing off my faith. Some people want to do that. Our responsibility is to be an example of faith. Are you with me?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 10 says this, "When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, 'Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel.'" Who was Jesus talking to? A churchgoer? One of his disciples? Maybe
one of the believers that followed him all over the place? No.
He was simply referring to a man whose daughter was about to die and he needed a miracle. And he said, "I haven't seen faith like this anywhere."
When we are confronted with such a need,
about their addiction, tell them about how God delivered you. If they tell you about their failing relationships, you can tell them about God who restored. When they tell you about an ongoing illness, you can tell them about the great physician, the one who heals. Amen? And when
you can see that your life is going in the wrong direction,
can show them the way to the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And you can invite them to our church. And then we can join with you. We can join with you, helping them experience the God of love and mercy in this place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They will see your faith if you respond to them, folks. Glory. When was the last time you told someone about the day you agreed with God and turned your life over to Jesus? I want you to ask yourself, do people see my faith? Do I show them the difference Jesus has made in my life? Have you seen Jesus? Have they seen Jesus in me? The words I speak, are they words of Jesus? When they've been with me, do they feel like they've been close to God? Wow. There are some people in this room who have some amazing testimonies. Amazing testimonies. I've heard some of them. I know a lot of you. God God has blessed us. Some folks have even experienced miracles. Plain old, unexplainable miracles. Amen? Hallelujah. But let me ask you, how many people outside this room have heard your stories? How many recently have heard your stories? Has anybody met the greeter at Walmart who is constantly telling people about the miracle healing that took place in his life? Folks, he was blind, and now he sees. He stops most everybody that comes by him to tell, to show. So, has anybody seen your faith? Let's go back to Luke chapter 15. I wasn't teasing you about my antenna. Looks a little like a snake. Starting with verse 4 again. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness, go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. When he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. What woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which was lost." In these stories, both the shepherd and the woman had lost something of value. They didn't respond to the situation by declaring, "Oh, or oh my, or oh." They didn't forget about it. They didn't leave the thing. Amen? This man and this woman did what we should all do, begin diligently searching, hunting for that precious item that was found. Have you lost your faith? Where'd you lose it? Where's it at? Go after it, folks. You find it. Don't rest. The longer you wait, the more difficult it will become. Your faith must be retrieved. I think one of the worst traits of human beings is we can just let things happen. In life. A while back, it was National Back to Church Sunday, which takes place every year. That's when people who belong to a church invite the unchurched to attend a special service with them in the hopes that these folks will return and begin attending church regularly. Great idea, great plan. A few years ago, we participated in such an event without any success. And I know that many of you attempted to get others to visit our church with you. I also know it's difficult in this atmosphere to get others to respond. But considering that previous endeavor, and with the idea of showing our faith, I want to ask you, I think we should attempt this. I want to text or email or Facebook. I'll just declare this to be, who can I text or email or Facebook? I know that God is not necessarily impressed by a large church, but He is impressed by the believer who will step out of their comfort zone and show their faith. Turning Point Church is blessed by your presence, by your prayers, by the fellowship you share, by the faith you display. We're blessed. But you and I must put our faith on display to the world. Can we do that? Can we put our faith on display? Don't you want others to see Jesus in you? Amen. God's kingdom will be blessed because of our efforts. God is waiting for you to show. Total strangers doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Someone in mind right now. Someone you need to show your faith to. God has placed a measure of faith in you. It will grow and mature. Scripture teaches us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. We have to have faith, folks. And it's so easy to show it because there's so many people. Anybody seen your faith? Because you might want to dance to this song. Mm-hmm. Or jump up and down. Whatever you consider. Okay? Go ahead and kick the volume up too, okay?
Best trios in all of Christian music. Would you make our friends welcome the Jim Brady Trio? Do your thing, buddy.
Abraham believed the holy promise. Noah had the children out of Egypt, following the one who knows the way. Peter had the courage to start walking, and just like him, I'm stepping out in faith.
I'm stepping out in faith.
I'm walking on the water, trusting in the Father, knowing he'll be with me all the way. I'm stepping out in resting in his all-sufficient grace. I'm stepping out in faith.
Oh, I don't have to fear what comes tomorrow, or know exactly what the future holds. For the God of all creation goes before me.
Amen.
And I can rest assured he's in control.
So I'll just keep on walking on this journey, following the one who knows the way. Though sometimes my faith may start to waver, I'll take the leap. I'm stepping out in faith.
Oh, I'm stepping out in faith.
Stepping out in faith.
I'm stepping out in faith.
I'm walking on the water, trusting in the Father, knowing he'll be with me all the way. I'm stepping out in faith. Though winds will blow against me, I will claim the victory, resting in his all-sufficient grace. I'm
stepping out in faith. Stepping out in faith.
In faith.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Didn't that just get the circulation working?
Amen.
Amen. Stepping out in faith. That's what we need to do. One other thing they did in that scripture is after they found the item, they threw a party. We need to rejoice when God uses us in any special way, folks. Rejoice. Hallelujah. God is good, and he will use you to further his kingdom every day if you let him. Amen. Put them on your list. Week. With your Twitter and your Facebook and your text and your a great Sunday next week. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Yes. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise, Lord. Use us and use our faith, Lord Jesus. Use our faith.